Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Now, I mentioned earlier when I was talking to Ron this incredible story on the front of the Irish Times and other newspapers today, but of a court case yesterday in the Courts of Criminal Justice in central Dublin Park, 8th Street. Two Leitrim men were jailed for 7 years for raping a woman who had blacked out at a house party in 2017. And after the sentence was handed down, this is Shauna Bowers and Conor Lally, after the sentence was handed down and the judge had exited the courtroom, some supporters of the men, who were now on their way to prison, shouted at the victim. One woman shouted obscenities and another person shouted, "You're a liar, you're going to pay for this." Believe it or not. Now, the Gardaí were there, we presume, but they didn't intervene. And this has raised, in my memory, the case raises, reminds me of, is a case in 2007 where this rape survivor has once again bravely gone into court and given evidence, and a 20-year-old man was convicted and of rape. But he got a controversial, at the time, suspended sentence. His name was Adam Keane from Dara in County Clare. Now, he was given a 3-year suspended sentence. But the young woman and the victim involved contacted Liveline within 24 hours because he got on the same, they were from the same area, which often happens. He got on the same train as her and her wonderful family and eyed them for the whole journey back down to Clare. And then when he got off the train, he went up and he was smoking and he flicked the cigarette into the victim's face. Now, the judge, was Judge Carney at the time, the late Judge Carney, he heard about this incident and he called the man, he recalled him back to court and said, "I gave you a suspended sentence. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I wanted to see, would you act with the greatest circumspection?" But to go, get on the train, face the woman down and then go up to her and flick a cigarette, but a lighting cigarette, but into her face is just shocking. And he suspended a 3-year sentence, and that man was sentenced to 3 years. So that's the seriousness of victims being reported, being attacked in court after a verdict was handed down. Now, Sinéad Daly. Sinéad, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
I know you've been on the programme before. What do you think about what happened yesterday, Sinéad?
I think it's horrific. That woman was already vulnerable in the court and then she's getting that moment of justice. Mm-hmm. And it's so scary to be in the court as it is and then to be roared at by people and be called a liar and that she's going to pay for this. It should not happen. There's Gardaí all over the courts, whether the judge was in the room or not.
And insofar as we know, would the woman have had any state support?
There's the courts. The court supports are there. That's about it. You know, but yeah, there's very little support. Once you come outside the courtroom, outside the court, you're basically on your own. No one checks up on you. That's the end of you being a witness to the state.
Now, in your case, your father was sentenced to 15 years imprisonment for sexual assault. In the court, in that case, insofar in a rape case, which is what you went through, are you given a separate room beforehand? Are you brought?
Yeah.
Are you given comfort and security?
Well, so in the forecourts, you are. There's a separate room. You've your own lift to go up to. You're bought by the court support people there. Nobody else can enter the room. They sit down with you, have cups of tea. It's a really lovely service, I have to say.
Right.
I've been there with other victims, and because even when you go to court, my dad was already in remand, so I didn't see him, but I've been there mm-hmm. with other people where they're, but the accused is like standing outside just like anybody else, so it would be intimidating, but that service is definitely there in the forecourt of the court services with helping you in your own private area.
And in your case, I presume, well, hopefully nothing, apart from the horror that you went through for a long, long period. What was the reaction in court when the sentence was handed down?
I actually didn't understand what was happening. You know, the legal jargon and all that. Didn't have a clue. I was basically outside the first door before I knew what he'd gotten. But everyone in my case was brilliant. Even the town I live in, everything went smoothly for me. It was after, you know, speaking out that I learned that it's not like that for other people.
And how did you discover that, Sinead?
Just by reaching out online and talking to other people. And then 4 years ago, I set up Survivors Side by Side on Facebook, and there's over 1,700 people on it now, and everyone's stories are kind of similar, and we all just talk. It's a good base, and everyone supports each other.
And it literally is survivors supporting each other?
Yeah, exactly. Because there is no support out there. You know, when I came out of the court system and went home, I went into a bad depression, even though my father had gone to prison. But for 2 years, I didn't leave my house. It was horrendous. And it took me a long time to be able to come out of it. And this page was set up. And I see, you know, I see people coming out of court. They're so happy. I know they're going to go on a slump. I reach out, say, listen, we're here if you need us. And just let people know that there's someone else there. And that kind of makes all the world a difference at times.
And the actual language that was used yesterday against this woman, this survivor, this victim, you're a liar and you're going to pay for this.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to pay for this as a threat.
It is. It's a threat on your life. There should definitely have something have been done about that yesterday, because I've people from the support page today that are up in court today wondering, do you know, how safe are they going into court now?
And Garda headquarters say that the force was aware of actions that occurred in the Court of Criminal Justice after court had adjourned post the sentencing hearing. No formal complaints have been made by any parties at this time. Who do they need to make a formal complaint? Like, if you
they want her to go and make a statement against the people that shouted at her and then start another.
Yeah, she's suing this. The implication, now maybe we're reading it wrong in fairness to the press office, but the implication is that the victim now has to complain again after being told you're going to pay for this.
But I've seen this now last year, a young girl in Portlaoise, she guilty in her case, she came away and then the whole town like split in two, she was getting harassed, her car sped on, everything, and the guards wouldn't get involved. There's no system there for people once they come away from the courts.
Yeah. But you, which again is extraordinarily courageous, Sinead, you actually participated in a restorative justice program that involved you. I don't know whether you met him by video link or directly meeting your the perpetrator, your father.
Yeah, no, I went to Arbor Hill.
Okay.
To see him. I had been working with the women involved with the probation service for 15 months, I'd say. They met me, I met them, because they make sure that you're mentally able, you know, and then you give what you want to say or what you want to ask, and he has to agree. And then I think it was a month before he got out, they met me at the station, we walked up. So, I just had three things I wanted to say to him, and it was an hour long. And it was basically I wanted to know that he didn't have any more control over me anymore. Because when you're groomed for that long, they kind of own your body, mind and soul is what I always say. So it was great to just sit there and say what I wanted to say to him and walk away.
And who else was in the room?
The two probation officers that I'd been dealing with.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what did your father say?
When he first came in, he was crying, and sure, that doesn't mean anything to me. And then I just wanted to tell him how he'd affected my life, and then I wanted him to tell me what he'd learned on the Building Better Lives program. So he admitted various things to me that I didn't know, and I was asking him where him and my mother definitely going to be, you know, getting back together, and he spoke about that, and then he told me that he was staying on that side of Ireland, on the east coast of Ireland. And then my last thing was I told him that I wanted nothing more to do with him, to stay away from me and my family. And that was basically it.
And the fact that he was a prison officer, former prison officer.
Yeah.
Did he 26
years.
And did he allude to that at all, from prison officer to prisoner?
No, I don't think he did, because from what I was told the first night that he went in on remand, he went into Limerick Prison and he made a joke going in to one of the other officers going, "Bet you never thought you'd see me on this side." Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because he would be very arrogant and ignorant at the same time. You kind of have to be when you can get away with stuff for that long.
So your organisation is called, or your group, your Facebook group is called Survivor Side by Side.
Yeah.
And it's specifically, just to be clear, specifically aimed at people who have gone through this awful awful ordeal.
Yeah, sexual abuse and rape.
Okay. Well done, Shanita. Well done.
Thank you.
And well done for, as you say, for everyone says it's really difficult to report a case because you fear you won't be believed. And I'm currently reading a book, won the Pulitzer Prize in the States, where the initial victim reported it and she wasn't believed because she had a difficult background. And then the rapist went on to rape, I think, five more women. And then the police said, "Oh, hang on a minute, well, maybe that first case, who they accused of wasting police time. Maybe she was."
The Netflix thing, Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. It's not based on that. This is a true case.
Very similar.
Okay. Shanita, well done. Well done. And I'm sure you, like so many people, want to say to that woman yesterday, if she's
listening, yeah, get in contact. Yeah. We'll help you.
And don't be afraid of them. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Shanita. Thanks indeed. That's Shanita Daly, 51551 Joe at rt.ie.